thank you very much. That's a very important question. First, the significance of it is that we see trade as an opportunity for us, first, to enhance Africa's competitiveness, because with trade, we are able to start looking at issues of infrastructure. We are able to look at issues of efficiency in terms of movement of transport within the continent. And we are also able to measure how we are able to export. But the second aspect is because we can then add value. Because one of the challenges we have in the continent, our markets, national markets, are very small. And therefore, many of our countries just participate in the low end of the production chain, producing basically raw materials, extractive industries, but without value addition because our markets are small. But as you know, the combined market of Africa is 1 billion people, 2.5 trillion. If we combine this, then you have a market, even at sub-regional level, that should encourage value addition. So that is the second aspect. And of course, the third aspect is trade is a tool that we can use to tackle the aspect of poverty and unemployment. Because if we are going to involve value addition, it means more jobs, it means more employment, it means tackling poverty. And of course, trade is also an entry of technology, because it will mean we have more investment, and investment coming to Africa means technology. So trade is a very important tool for us to enter not only with the global economy, but also to encourage intra-African trade. Besides, if you look at Africa's trade at the moment, we're the least trading continent. Our intra-African trade now stands at about 12%. But if you look at other regions, Europe, Asia, the Americas, you're looking at numbers above 40. And so there is also the aspect of encouraging more, because with that, then you have sustainable development, because that means you have a market that you can allow. But if you look at the exports now, we export, it is mainly very, call it volatile, kind of products in terms of market, because the price fluctuates, because demand and supply is usually either saturated when there is an oversupply, and therefore we don't have steady income, and therefore these cycles of economic challenges.
This idea has been there for a long time. African heads of state and government know about this. What has taken so long? And even if they talk about it, how soon will this be implemented? Because it seems when they take decisions, it takes forever for them to implement it.
Good question, too. We have set our targets, first of all, to create a continent of free trade area by 2017. But we are not oblivious, as you mentioned, of the challenges that we have gone through in the past. This is on a very optimistic premise, because we now have regional economic communities which are building themselves into free trade area customs union. So what this continental architecture is doing is to ensure that the regional economic communities move towards convergence. It's important when you develop tools that there are a number of basic elements of trade that you need to converge. For instance, as you move to customs union, Africa has many regional economic communities which belong to various regional groupings. If you don't rationalize, if you don't converge, say, with one customs union, it means member states will have challenges with their memberships. That's why in Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, SADC, and the East African community are now coming to a tripartite free trade area. And so this itself already has 26 countries. It's half of Africa. We build on that. We're encouraging Central Africa, we're encouraging West Africa, North Africa to do similar. And so, yes, it is being done on the basis of existing progress, but also encouraging those that have not started or are not doing well to get on the business of integration fast enough for us to have a continent of free trade area by 2017.
Looking at these issues on the continent, how do you think the heads of state will come up with strict policies to promote so that the AU's vision of promotion of trade will be enhanced on the continent?
Well, this is where I talked about the architecture for this aspect, because it's not good enough just to have a resolution saying we are going to have inter-African trade or continental free trade data by 2017. We are establishing first a monitoring and implementation mechanism. The monitoring mechanism will comprise an observatory that can generate data, can generate policy issues, and there will be a supervisory committee at the level of heads of state and government who head regional economic communities, first for them to share experiences, but also act as a platform to make sure that it is keeping with the mind. This would then feed larger African Union so that we make sure that we move in tandem. So we have been careful to make sure that we have a very carefully prepared timetable, we have a roadmap, we have an action plan, and we have implementation mechanism. In other words, we have also institutional mechanism. Those three factors are very important.
How feasible do you think this vision is? And two, the implementation mechanism to ensure that this is not just a talk show?
I am very optimistic. As you know, first of all, I come from a background of having been in a regional economic grouping. As a matter of fact, I used to be Secretary General of the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa. And I can assure you, since the establishment of the free trade area in 2000, trade has grown tremendously. So there is what we call already benefits that member states can see by having a larger market where their business community can sell more, create more employment. So this is not an issue of a lose-lose, but a win-win game. And so there is that encouragement for us to go forward by having seen what can happen at sub-regional level. All we are doing is expand space, expand opportunities, so that Africa can do more with that. Of course, the biggest challenge we have at the moment is infrastructure. One of the things that we've done on infrastructure is to prepare a master plan of the program of infrastructure, where we have identified ports, borders, rail, air, to improve on movement of goods. We have also looked at issues of production to encourage investment in the continent. We have looked at issues of access to finance. We have looked at the aspect of trade facilitation, so that there are two aspects. There is hardware, there is software, so that we have common border posts, so that you reduce on the time goods take from the border to the consumer. And this is happening. These are the benchmarks that we want to use and drive the process so that Africa can move quickly to establish a trade regime.